Very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk. We're broadcasting from the Voice of America in Washington. Welcome to the Women's Roundtable this Thursday, November 13th, 2014. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
And I'm Praxedes Jeremiah.
Today, we are focusing on HIV and AIDS in women, with particular emphasis on HIV in adolescents.
To join our discussion, you can phone us directly on 001-602-619-2077. The number again, 001-602-619-2077. And we'll call you back.
And a live talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m. But for you women out there, Thursday is your day. Chinache Madzimai.
You can also find us on the internet on www.voashona.com, kumbe ku www.voazimbabwe.com, kumbe njalo ku www.voaindebele.com.
Hurumende yedu yakatanga iyo urongwa hwatinoti Option B Plus. Option B Plus ichireva kuti kumadzimai vanoonekwa pakutariswa kweropa ravo kuti vari HIV positive vakazvitakura kana kuti vachiyamiswa vari kuiswa pama antiretroviral treatment ipapo nechimbi chindi kuitira kuti utachiwana husabve kuna mai uchienda kumwana. Urongwa tatova ne almost gore rese tichiita kwai hoyu kubva pahwakaparurwa last year.
Mungatini wabatsira sei madzimai ari kurarama neutachiwana kuti vakwanise kunge vachiita ivo vana vasina utachiwana?
Tinonyanyokurudzira chaizvo kutanga chero nevasikana vasati vane mhuri. Naivo vana mai vatova nevamwe vana vari kuita vana panyowani kana kuti mimba panyowani kuti ngavakasire nekuchimbidzika kunyoresa mimba yavo mwedzi mitatu yemimba isati yatosvika. Apa tinoitira kuti tigotora ropa ravo kana tikaona izvo kuti vari HIV positive tobva tautanga urongwa uya hwandataura hwekuti Option B Plus. Isusu tinoti unenge wakutoenda pama antiretrovirals zveupenyu kuitira kuti nyange uine mimba, nyange uchiyamwisa, vhairasi riya reHIV rinotadza kuenda kumwana. Hatiti zvedu rinobva ratadza, asi kuti rinoita kuti risiki kumwana iite shoma. Ndokurudziro yatinopa kumadzimai, tichikurumidzirawo chero vana baba vacho. Vana baba vanofanwa kuuya kumahospitari pamwe chete namadzimai avo, nekuti urongwa ihwohwu takahuisa futi chero kunana baba vanenge vari pamwe chete namai ivo vari positive. We do have a program where we have government efforts at reducing new HIV infections among children, and this program is over a decade long. And since last year, we have launched a program that we call Option B Plus, where we give lifelong antiretroviral treatment to HIV positive and pregnant women to reduce the risk of passing on the HIV virus to the unborn baby or during the time of breastfeeding. And we are beginning to see some very good results with this intervention.
And what would you advise those that are thinking of having a child and suspect that they're HIV positive to do?
Our encouragement certainly is to promote and encourage girls who are going to have children for the first time, women that already have children and are now pregnant. We encourage them to book their pregnancies very early in the first 3 months of that pregnancy. As soon as they are found to be HIV positive, they are then commenced on lifelong antiretroviral treatment to prevent the virus from passing on to the baby during the pregnancy or indeed during the breastfeeding period. And this medication is for life. And we also encourage the male partners to come forward to access testing, and if they are also HIV positive, then they can be put onto lifelong treatment.
That they... That the PJ, as you heard, was Dr. Angela Mushavi from the Ministry of Health. She's talking about the government's effort to curb the transmission of HIV/AIDS from mother to child. She's talking about a program called Option B, which she was really, you know, explaining that it's one of the programs that they have been advised to follow by the World Health Organization. And on that, the World Health Organization in July 2013 issued new HIV and AIDS guidelines on treatment for preventing mother-to-child transmission and on HIV and breastfeeding, intended primarily for use in low and medium-income countries or resource-poor settings.
Mm-hmm. According to WHO, the new guidelines, known as Option B+, as you said, marvelous before, provide all HIV-positive pregnant women lifelong treatment, regardless of CD4 count or clinical stage of HIV. A triple antiretroviral regimen is taken throughout pregnancy, delivery, and at breastfeeding, continuing for life.
Yes, and according to Dr. Mushavi, previously Zimbabwe followed the World Health Option A, which called for treatment during pregnancy, delivery, and breastfeeding as well.
Namhlanje kuhlelo lwethu asihluzeni bomama ku live talk sikhangela uhlelo lokuvikela ingane ukubana ithelelwe igciwane lengculaza kumbe HIV lapho esebelethwa umntwana kumbe njalo lapho esemunya esephumile phandle lalapho esesiswini kumamake ukuba angathelelwa ngesuku zakuqala kwaba le option A eyayisetshenziswa. Khathesi ke udokotela Mushavi ubekhuluma lapha esanda kuzwa, ubekhuluma ngesingisi, ekhuluma ukuthi khathesi sokule option B evikela umntwana ukuthi angabi angathatheli igciwane leli ele ingcolaza ele HIV. Kodwa ke silohlupho njalo lokuthi kulabanye abantwana abavele abazalwa eminyakeni engamashumi amabili edluleyo abazalwa belaleli gciwane kungakabi le treatment le option A loba i option B, asebekhulile okwakhathesi asebesibangeni sokuthi bayekwenda babe lababo abantwana benzani ke inkinga ababhekana lazo yikho esizakhuluma ngakho ekuhlelo lwethu lalamhlanje.
Aiwa, chokwadi PJ, nasi muchirongwa chedu chenga tikurukure madzimai tiri kutarisa dambudziko reutachiwana HIV AIDS kutapurirana kubva kumadzimai kuenda kuvana vasati vazvarwa. Sekutaura kwatanzwa Dr. Mushavi vachiita vati ivo nyika pari zvino ine chirongwa chinonzi icho Option B. Apo mudzimai kana achinge aonekwa kuti ane utachiwana anobva aiswa pamishonga, opiwa mishonga achangotanga kubatira pamiri kana kuti pamiri pane mwedzi mitatu. Asi vari kuti ivo Dr. Mushavi madzimai huyai muongororerwe ropa kana muchinge mangobatira pamuviri kana kunyangwe vasikana vechidiki vaye vari kufunga kuti vakuda kuita pamuviri vanofanira kuongororwa ropa kuti kana wawanikwa une utachiwana ubva watanga kuiswa pamushonga. Tichange tichitarisawo nhasi kuti pane vamwe vana vakazvarwa kusati kwave neoption A kana option B zvekuti pari zvino vari kutorarama neiwo utachiwana weHIV and AIDS kuti saka vanozvifambisa sei panyaya idzodzi dzekuti ukwanise kuwanikwawo kuwanikwa pakungorarama zuva nezuva kuti tichange tichibatsirwa nepari zvino tinenge tina mai tadiwa pfupa veku National AIDS Council vatinavo vatichange tichikurukura navo kuti vatitsananguriro kuti sangano reNational AIDS Council pane zvariri kuita here kuedza kubatsira kunyanya vana vaive vechidiki vari kurarama neutachiwana iwoyu HIV and AIDS PJ.
Isilabo ingcwethi zethu ezizazichasisela ukuthi kati vele uhlelo lolu luhamba njani. Ikanti ke singakayi kunkosazana Thadiwa Pfupa sike sibingelele phela.
Aiwaisatatora zvedu mai Pfupa vanenge vari nhare dzacho dzinenge dzisiri kufamba zvakanaka. Tombotaura nhasi teta rombo rakanaka tatsikwa nechimwe chizvarwa cheZimbabwe chinogara imo muno muAmerica kuOregon kuna vamapfumo vaThomas Mapfumo mai Patience Marimo vanova ivo vari kuita zvifundo zvepamusoro PhD
dzidzo
pakuPortland State University. Tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro pano pachirongwa chedu.
maita basa.
Ehe, imi mamchitaura kuti muri ku Zimbabwe makambotarisana nematambudziko iwaya ekuti muedze kukurudzirawo hamba neshamwari kuti vaende kunovhenekwa ropa. Mungatiitsana ngoroti zvakafamba sei?
Ichokwadi. Chekutanga ndakasangana padakabata pamuviri wo ndakaenda kuchipatara. Patakasvika takabva taudzwa kunzi munoyesa nemimba. Arikufanirwa kunga achitestwa. And pataka tiri ndofunga tanga tiri madzimai 10 and pataka tiri ndofunga takaona vamwe kana kuti 8 vedu vachisimuka. Kuda kuti hatisi kuzvida kuzvifarira. Isusu ndofunga tanga sara tiri about 2 out of 10 who were willing to get tested. Saka ndinona kunge ranga riri dambudziko. Ndakamboedza kutaura neumwe wechidika ngaripo ndakati I think I program yakanaka because ukaziva zvinotibatsira kuzozarawo vana vedu zvakanaka. So that was my first experience to see a lot of people disappearing after they were told that everyone is supposed to get tested before we accept your registration so that you can give birth here. Zvinova zvinhu zvakandishamisa kwazvo. And then also nehama dzangu kunyanya mai vangu zvakare. I remember kuti takambotaura tikati mazuva ano vanhu zviri nani kuziva paumire status yako. But I think from her own perspective, vaifunga kuti maybe she's going kunoteswa kuzvicherera gumba oro guva, of which it's very wrong. So we managed to convince her, and I think that was the best thing she has ever done in her life.
Aiwa tinokutendai mai Marimo. Tinenge tina mai Pfupa vari parunare. Hello mai Pfupa.
Hello.
Tinokuchingamidzai pachirongwa.
Ndinotenda.
Ehe, manga muchitaura imi kuti pari zvino muri ku Victoria Falls uko muri kugadzirira zuva guru re National AIDS Day musi wa December 1. Mungatitsana ngura kuti zvii zviri kuitika ikoko.
Okay, gore rino iri chirongwa nhenderero kana kuti mucherechedzo World AIDS Day uri kuitwa kwete neZimbabwe yakazvimirira yega, but iri kuitwa iyo neAfrican Union yese. And pari zvino tine nyika 47 dzavimbisa kuti dzitange dziripo. Chikaitwa paElephant Hills Resort Golf Course musi wa1 wekare iwoyo kuVictoria Falls. Tine vanhu vakawanda vakuru vakuru vanobata muresponse yeHIV and AIDS vachange varipo panhenderero idzodzi vavimbisa kuti vanenge varipo pachitiko ichochi.
Ehe, ya tiri panyaya iyoyi sekunzwa kwamaita tiri kukurukura nyanya nyaya yevana vasikana vechidiki vari kurarama neHIV AIDS panguva ino. Kuti pane zvirongwa zvamuri kuita here imi seNational AIDS Council kubatsira vasikana vechidiki?
Vasikana vechidiki tiri kuvabatsira nekuvadzidzisa, kuvapa dzidziso yekuti varambe vakazvichengetedza sezvatinenge kurudzira vamwe vasikana vese kana kuti vamwe vana vese kunyange vari vakomana kuti varege kukurumidza kuenda pabonde. Uye kuti kana vachinge vaona kuti vasundwa zvakanyanyisa vakufanira kunge vachienda pabonde vawanike vachizviprotekta pabonde ipapa varege kuparadzira utachiona kune mumwe wavanenge vachizosangana naye pabonde ipapo. Uye tiri kuvaonesa kuti nekuti vane utachiona hazvivapi mutsauko, hazvivaiti kuti vave vanhu vane vakasiyana o vakadzikira kupfuura vamwe vana vasina. Tinotofarira kuti ivo vanenge vachiziva pavamire kupfuura vamwe vasati vaziva kuti zvakamira sei, kuti vane utachiona here kana kuti havana. Tine mapartners atinoshanda navo ari kunyanyawo futi kushanda nevana vadiki vangavane kunyanya vane utachiona. Tine community adolescent treatment supporter nonzi Kate inoranwa nezvandiri program iyoyo iri kubatsira zvakanyanya vana vari kurarama neutachiona, nekuti ikoko ndoko vanosangana kwavanoonesana vanosangana nevamwe vavo vanewo utachiona. Hapana anoseka mumwe, hapana anotarisira mumwe pasi. Ndipo pavanokurudzirana vazhinji vavo vanhu vakutoenda kuchikoro, vamwe kumabasa, vachingoitawo zviri kuita vamwe vana vasina utachiona kana kuti vasati vaziva kuti vane utachiona.
Aiwa tinotenda.
Hello,
tombokubatai
vadiki veyoung people.
Hello.
Young people's music. Hello.
Tombo, bata imuromo bicha na timbo tizeyi zeyi kunoku. Tozonzo kakwa muri, tininge tinevamwe vanyari kani vatitsika. Saka nukuti nguwa yedu ishoma, tudombo tigagaga, tozo kafti kwa muri. PJ, we see here Tadiwa Fupa from the National AIDS Council is saying that they do have programs in place for young women, especially who are living with HIV and AIDS. And they are encouraging that such, you know, people that, the young women should get together in some of these groups, community groups, so that they can help each other to deal with, you know, some of the problems that they can encounter as young women. And also, she was saying they're encouraging young women to delay having sex.
Abstaining, which is an uphill struggle.
Yes. So,
because some of our young women are sexually active, like as young as 15, 13, and so on. And that's the generation that has been born with HIV, that has been taking antiretrovirals. But when it comes to relationships now, are they open and are they at ease to be sharing their condition or their status with their partners or their husbands or their fiancés?
Yes, I think that's a challenge which Tadiwa can probably give us a word on. What are you finding in some of these community groups where the young adolescents, young ladies are they open about their status? And how are they being received, or is there no stigma involved? Hello, Tadiwa.
Hello.
Yes, we were just asking you a question about some of the young ladies that are in your adolescence program. Are they open about their status? And also, are they not facing stigmatization when they go out there, especially now they are in the dating age, some of them?
They do face a lot of stigma, I must say. Not all of them, though. Some have professed that they've been in love and the people they're in love with accepted them as they are after disclosure that they are HIV positive. But once the boy now tells the family that I am in love with an HIV positive girlfriend, there seems to be still some high level of resistance from family members. So our society does indeed need to be educated more in terms of stigma. And also we encourage the girls especially, and the boys as well, to disclose their status such that if someone is to continue in a relationship with them, they do so knowing fully well that they're in love with someone who is HIV positive. We also tell them, and the rest of Zimbabwe anyway, that there are many means and ways of giving birth to children who are HIV negative, like Dr. Mshawi was saying. So if people are in love and one of them is positive, and they really feel they can make a future together, they can proceed and plan to have children and live a normal life like any other couple.
Aiwa, thank you so much. I think, PJ, we have two guests that are waiting, and you can take...
Nkosazana Janet Bila. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Ngiyabonga, ngokungamukela kuhlelo.
What you fahla-fahla ngamancane sikhangeleke I... uhlelo lolu olokuvikela ukuthi ingane ingathelelwa igciwane le-HIV. Siphinde sikhangele njalo labasakhulayo, owesifazana osakhulayo osengenile emacansini kodwa usesemncane, ingxenye ungaphansi kweminyaka engu-20. Njalo ubezithathela ama-antiretrovirals akhe, uziphilele kakahle, usefuna ke ukwenda, enzeni, inkinga bani ozibonayo wena lapho ohlala khona?
Ngiyabonga ngokunginika ithuba leli. I think enjeni eyokuqala engafuna ukukhuluma ngayo ngendaba yama antiretrovirals lawa avikela abantwana ukuthi bethathe igciwane kubomama babo. Ngibona nami kuluhlelo oluhle kakhulu ngoba khangelele indaba le esiqalise khona esisuka kiyo kuma-MDGs sesiya ku-post 2015 ama-SDGs lawa ama-Sustainable Development Goals. Lapho esikhangelela khona ukuthi sifuna ukuyehlisela igciwane lelile HIV. So ngibona lolu hlelo oluhle kakhulu ngoba luyancedisa ukuthi laba bazalwayo ngumuva laba bazakhula bengelalo igciwane njalo abasoze bethwale nzima kakhulu kumbe wabone udubo osolubonwe ngabantu abaningi abalegciwane. Njalo udaba lolu lwamankazana laba abasezithwala bele minyaka elithumi lanhlanu kumbe ngaphansi kwakhonoko umntwana mina mboni ngani ingcunwa yesikolo yinto ekhona yokuqala eyenzakalayo kodwa uyathola ukuthi kukhona kuyenzakala ngapha eZimbabwe even lasema indawo ezithiyentiyeneyo lapho uthola khona ukuthi umntwana ngoba kule izinto eziningi ezimenza abe sezithwala ngesikhathi sona leso ayisikho ukuthi kumbe kuthiwa omunye yeye yikungezwa omunye ukuthi uyabethulwe ukuthi abalamali ngiwo but ayisiyo solution yona leyo and then ngizwe likhuluma ngendaba yokuthi i-disclosure indaba yokuthi kuthiwa amankazana kumbe bayakhuluma betshela ama-partners abo ukuthi kuthiwa yinto esengiyilayo leyo kubuyanathi
amabakhululekile yini
ye kunzima ngoba kwezinye isikhathi izinto esezisengizibonile ukuthi umuntu kathesi uyafika abe setshelwa ukuthi mngane mina ngegciwane kodwa ngiyakuthanda kunjalo ngolunthi njani siqhubane ku-relationship yona leyo yathola ukuthi umfana kumbe inkazana yahle imiyalo umuntu angikhona kumbe vele kuyabe kungasela budlelwano phakathi kwabantu lawa ngoba ngodaba lwegcikane lona lelo so yabona ukuthi abantwana abaningi ba-prefer khona ukuthi ngcono ngithandane lo muntu nxa sezitholi sekwazi ukuthi ngilegciwane well it's fine phambili laphana but nxa engatholanga ukuthi ngilegciwane yikho khonokho sesiyagcina sezithandana sithathane engakwazi ephakathi kokungazi ukuthi umuntu ulegciwane baze bagcine besiyathestwa ku-PMTCT stage khonapho and unkazana uyabe sesenza ingane ushoft kumbe umfana uyabe sesenza ingane ushoft ukuthi igcikwane mina bengingelalo so ngiyithethe ngaphi
bayafihlelana hhayi othi ngubambeke umlomo ubona usecingweni khona lapho uhlelo luze liye phela siyabonga ngokusinika isikhathi sakho kodwa ke othi sikhulume lo munye osiphathisayo kuhlelo lwethu lamhlanje uphayela moyo mutupo ngikwazi umbe unkosazana umbe unkosikazi but basically what Janet was saying is disclosure is very difficult for these adolescent people to be able to disclose their status.
I think it's
partners.
Not only the adolescents, like what even, patients yeah, were saying, that even pregnant women who were going to get tested, where some of them ran away the minute it was mentioned that.
It was mentioned that.
So imagine an adolescent lady, it's difficult.
Even, it's even more scaring to be able to go to undergo that. Mm-hmm. That's what basically she was saying. And she was also saying the program, the Nevirapine program, the option A or option B is really stepping up to the sustainable development goals of SADC and the world.
Mm-hmm. Actually, Zimbabwe is on the forefront, and that's what Dr. Mushabi was actually saying. That, and I think that's why actually they are hosting this AU Africa Day, you know, AIDS Day on December 1 in Zimbabwe. That's a big event. But I think we need to take Paida Moyo, Mutupo. Hello, Paida Moyo.
Hello.
Yes, sorry to have kept you waiting a little bit, but tell us about your experience. You are living with HIV and AIDS, and tell us about your experience.
My experience, basically, like when I found out, I was about 10 years old, because not actually I was 11, but because my mom found out before me, because I was in hospital for a long time, and she found out about my status before me. And it was pretty hard for her because she didn't know how she's going to tell me and how am I going to take her in. But the day that I found, when the doctors told me about my HIV status, I didn't know what it was. all I knew was just like things that I see on television and things people tell me about HIV, and that's the way I took it. I went on the negative side, and a lot of things like went down for me because I didn't know who was I ever going to be able to speak about HIV with, and like I just thought I was going to die. That's the first thing that came to my mind, like this is it for me, I was going to die. But then again, I was offered some counseling sessions where I went to meet other young people who were the same age as me and who also had that the HIV virus and who were also younger than me. And from then onwards, that's when I just regained myself back up, because I thought, like, if they can do it, if other, like, young people can do it, then so can I. And that's what motivated me to even do more than how I was doing, because I just gave up on everything.
So were you actually, Paida, were you born HIV positive but discovered that you were at age 10?
Yes.
Okay. And how then was your relationship between you and your mom after you found out? Because then that meant she was also HIV positive, right?
To be honest, like, we never really talked about it. But when we did talk about it, like, I just felt like she felt guilty about everything. Because it wasn't her fault, because it was on my dad's side, like, who had done it, but we don't communicate with him no more. And she felt guilty for a long time. And then, because the way I started learning more about HIV, like, I started to know more about HIV, and, like, I started telling my mom also, because things that she didn't know about HIV. And that from then, like, I've just tried to get my mom back up, because I've been fine with it. Like, ever since I found out, I've been fine with it. Like, and all my friends, I've told, the people that I've told, they've been supportive with it. So it's just mainly, like, my mom that I felt like she's going to be feeling guilty all her life. But I always try and get her back up.
Okay. Can you hold on, please, Paida Moyo? We have another guest, Anna Sango, who is with the International Community of Women Living with HIV/AIDS. And she has just has a 4-month-old baby. Hello, Anna.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. Welcome to our program. Today we have a very interesting program we're talking about the young women, especially the adolescents, and how they are coping with HIV and AIDS. And we have on the line Paida Moyo, but I was just talking about your experience that you've just given. But tell us, take us through your own experience.
I think the experience of coping with HIV as a young person and adolescent, I think it differs with each person, because each person has their own individual needs and wants. But for my experience, I've seen that when it comes to issues of dating, and also maybe when it comes to issues of disclosure when you're dating, young women face a lot of challenges in that, because at the end of the day, when they disclose their status, they face rejection. You know, they face being labeled, being discriminated against. So sometimes these challenges are really, you know, really in the spirit, you know, and actually they make a young woman lose their own self-esteem, because at the end of the day, you're just a person who wants to fit. You just want to do what your peers are doing and everything. You want to date, you want to go out, you want to do all sorts of things. And imagine you are out, you need to take your pill, you need to excuse yourself, those kind of things. So, I mean, it's social challenges that people might think are petty, but when it comes to young people, they are really nerve-wracking sometimes.
Anna, wombuti gaga, ganti unogona chindevele re? I want more
skirt. Skirt.
Teacher, zoka kwa muri.
Zapenduka kuwe siyawe mukela kuhlelo lwethu lalamhlanje Anna.
Oh, imbongeni.
Yeah. Othi ke sikufake icingweni ume khona lapho ngoba sesifuna khathesi to transition from radio to the web. To our radio listeners, we'll have to say goodbye now. Let's meet again next week on Thursday, same time.
Yes, and please go to www.voazimbabwe.com. We will be streaming live. And for our guests, please don't hang up. We are transitioning to the live version. And I'm Marvelous Mplanganya, who is saying goodbye to our radio listeners. But for TV, we are together.
Mina, Praxit is Jeremiah. Aslanganini, go away.
And we still have our guest, Mrs. Marimo from Portland in
Oregon.
Yes, Oregon. From Oregon, yeah.